From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. warplanes bomb an Islamic State training camp in western Libya. The strike early Friday destroyed a building in the town of Sabratha, west of Tripoli, in a region where the extremist group is known to operate. At a Pentagon news briefing, spokesman Peter Cook said the airstrike targeted senior figure Nourdine Shushan, a Tunisian national and Islamic State operative, also known as Sabir.
This is not the first time we've taken direct action in Libya or against other high-value ISIL targets, and it may not be the last. We will continue to target ISIL and its infrastructure wherever it exists, and when opportunities such as this emerge, we will exploit them.
Cook said Sabir was specifically targeted because both he and the ISIL fighters at the camp were planning external attacks on the United States and other Western interests in the region. Local officials said at least 40 people were killed. News reports say that more than 30 ISIS recruits were among those among the casualties, that is. Uganda's main opposition leader, Kizza Besigye, was arrested for the second time in 2 days Friday, as election results showed him running a distant second in the presidential poll to incumbent Yoweri Museveni. Witnesses say police took Besigye and other top members of his party, the Forum for Democratic Change, away from their party headquarters in Kampala. Police had fired tear gas into the building as party leaders tried to hold a news conference to talk about alleged election fraud by authorities. Provisional results released by Uganda's Electoral Commission Friday show President Museveni leading with about 62% of the vote. Besigye has 32%. This is VOA News. The World Food Program says an operation to airdrop critical relief supplies into Deir ez-Zor, the eastern Syrian city under control of Islamic State, is still in the planning stage. But as Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN agency says it hopes to start the operation next week.
WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lusher says the airdrop operation aims to reach up to 200,000 people who are being denied food, medicine, and other vital supplies by Islamic State. She says the militant group will not allow humanitarian aid into the city.
This will be a high-altitude operation, where we would be dropping off life-saving aid supplies with parachutes. We would be using a plane that is especially equipped for this kind of high-altitude operation. We would be working with flight crews that are highly experienced.
Lucia says airdrops are always a measure of last resort. However, going by land into the IS stronghold is not possible given the dangers implicit in the operation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama and the First Lady paid their respects to the late Justice Antonin Scalia as his body lies in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington. The Obamas joined hundreds of others who filed through the High Court's Great Hall to honor the conservative justice who died on February 13th. After a brief private ceremony attended by family members and the other eight justices early Friday, mourners began filing by Scalia's casket. Robert Carter was one of those in line.
Had occasion to meet him several times, and both just a good person, a brilliant jurist, and just a great, great deal. And the thing is, the number of people who I told I was coming here today who said, please bring your intentions with me.
Scalia, who was appointed to the High Court by Republican President Ronald Reagan in 1986, died last Saturday at a remote hunting resort in Texas. He was 79. And the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book To Kill a Mockingbird, Harper Lee, died Friday at age 89 in her hometown of Monroeville, Alabama. A statement from Tanya Carter, Lee's attorney, said that she had passed away early this morning in her sleep. Her death was not expected. Lee won the Pulitzer Prize for her first novel about racial injustice in a small southern town. Her second book, Go Set a Watchman, was published last year. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down, but the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both higher. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.